I want to welcome you to the church service. I want to ask all the children under the age of 13 to stand. We're going to sing some songs about the Bible this morning, and I think you'll know this one. So everybody under 13, here we go.
The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
One more time.
The B-I-B-L-E, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E.
All right, everybody stand and we'll worship the Lord with some songs about Scripture.
Words of life, words of hope, give us.
words are wonderful.
Your words are wonderful, unfolding like the dawn, a wellspring and the rock we rest upon. We trust your promises that keep our hope alive. They steady us throughout life's weary climb. Where else can we go? Where else can we go? You have the words of life, the words of life.
Come write your holy truth upon our lives.
Be seated.
Amen. Thank you, worship team, for leading us in that way. I didn't know that last song, but what a way to lead us into a morning of Scripture. This morning, I want to recognize that it's the first Sunday of the year. Many of you have thought of themes that you desire to have for your year, and I won't ask for a raise of hands, but our church year starts in September. And back in September, Mike preached a sermon where he laid out our theme that I felt that God was calling us to as a leadership team and for us as a church this year. And so I will read that. Hopefully you remember it. Sometimes we wear t-shirts that say part of the message on the shirt. So Colossians chapter 2, and I'm going to be skipping around just a little bit. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. So then, just as you received Christ as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive in Christ. He forgave us all of our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations and was against us and that stood opposed to us. He took it all away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Then in chapter 3, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds as things above, not on earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. The theme for this year is dead unto sin, alive unto thee. Let's remember that going into this year. What are you alive to? What are you dead to in your life? What would the world, what would people around you say that you are alive to? What are you excited about? What are you dead to as well? This morning's offering is for Overcomers Mission School and Freedom Nation. Those are ministries, y'all can go ahead and come forward, that we as a church support. Vaughn Martin leads those ministries, and we're excited to be a part of them. If you ever have questions about any of these offerings, what it's about, feel free to ask anyone on the leadership team. Let's come together in prayer. God, I want to thank you for Overcomers and Freedom Nation. God, we pray that your spirit would work and direct. We thank you for the missionaries that they're training at Overcomers Mission Schools, how they take people that have become Christians in their own towns. I've seen visions and miracles that have led them to Christ, and they can go back after training into great opposition a lot of times, God, and spread your word among their own families and their people in their own towns. And we just pray that as Overcomers teaches them how to spread the word and teaches them in faith and perseverance and boldness, God, that you would direct them, give them courage, give them the word of life within them. May they be passionate for you. We thank you for Freedom Nation, Lord, and how Vaughn has a heart for this nation to come back to you, and how they go to many cities and have worship services on town squares and in the middle of cities. And I just pray, God, that you would give them direction, give them passion. We pray that they would lead us in prayer and in passion for seeing our nation turn to Jesus. May our hope be in Jesus and not in any political systems, Lord. And I just thank you for that, that is what this mission agency pushes. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Beginning your Zion's praises to 117. For those of you that are tired of Christmas songs, I'm sorry, but we didn't get this and sang this year. 117, glory be to God.
There were shepherds above.
Hold it, that's not right. E flat.
new song. There were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch o'er their flock by night. And the angel of the Lord came upon them, and they were sore afraid. And suddenly there was with the angel, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory be to God, glory be to God, glory be to God, and the world to heaven, glory be to God, and peace the world to men, glory be to God, and the world to men, glory be to God, and peace the world to men, glory be to God, and honor peace to
Well, as many of you know, as we presented last week, this week is going to be a little bit different during the sermon time. The Word of God is going to preach to us today. And you have an opportunity to be a part of that. Shortly, there is a mic right there in the middle, and there's a mic here as well, that we'll be giving the opportunity to read a verse or a passage of Scripture, short passage, and bless the body of Christ with the Word of God. How has God been speaking to you this year through the Word of God? This is not your opportunity to preach your first sermon. If you want to preach a first sermon, you can come talk to me or Mike or Sean. But we desire the Word of God to do the speaking. So just read the verse or verses and then sit back down without. Just let the Word of God do the talking. Why do we do this? Who has been here before when we've done this? All right. Most, maybe two-thirds of people. Why do we do this? Why are we starting off the year with this instead of a sermon on how we make resolutions and how we're going to keep them past January 31st. The reason we're doing this is because in our world, everything is shaking. How many of you like watch videos and they look real and you're like, man, is this real? I mean, that happens all the time, right? Like everything is shaking. Everything is wondering what is real, what is not real. What can I believe? The word of God is forever. Matthew 24 says that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. They're the same. They've been the same, and they will be the same until he comes and fulfills every word that is spoken. In 2 Timothy 3, it says, all scripture is breathed out by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. We desire here at Dayton that the very foundational block, down at the very root of who we are, is based on the word of God. We see in churches all around our nation where the churches are based on a personality, or they're based on a man, or based on a woman, or whatever it may be. And when that foundation is shaken, if there's sin that comes into the life of that church, if there's sin found in that leader, the church just dissolves because the foundation was rooted on that person. May that never be the case here this morning. This church is just fine without me, without Mike, without Sean, without anybody else in the leadership team. May that be true, that God would raise up others and we would quickly be forgotten, but the word of God would remain at the foundation. That is another reason why our church desires and would encourage you to read the Bible through in a year. We are the people of God. We claim to his message as our own. But yet, at least myself, I found myself so often not saturating myself in those words, in that truth. So in the back on the table, if you have not seen, there are Bible reading plans, and I want to give just a little bit of direction in those. This is a chronological plan. And if you're doing another plan, that is totally fine. We just desire to help you in any way we can. But this is a chronological plan. And some of you who really, really know a lot about chronological, you'll be like, well, that's not chronological. It is chronological as best as they understand in the story, if that makes sense. It's not necessarily about when it was written. It's about how it appears in time. And so there can be some nuances to that, but this is just a guide for that. So you'll see like Genesis has 2 weeks. You have 2 weeks to read through Genesis. And then on the back, it has like January 4 through 10 is week number one. On the second week is January 11 through 17, and it'll tell you to read through Genesis. So we're doing a book or books in weeks, not in certain verse formats. If you have questions, I know I'm not explaining it very well. I was supposed to explain it really well last week, and I didn't explain it at all. So I'm doing my best to lay it out. But we desire you to be in the Word of God. And this is not a legalistic thing. If you get tired of reading through the Old Testament, as I often do, feel free to jump up and read through Romans or John or whatever you want to. Put a check by that box and pick back up in the Old Testament wherever. So we desire to give you direction in that, because the Word of God, I heard it in Sunday school this morning. How do you stay in the light? You saturate yourself with consistency in the Word of God, which is the light. I'm going to start off our reading this morning in John chapter 1. I'm going to go sit down. Feel free to make your way to a mic and read the word. And we will, once everybody's read their verses, I will come back up. John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
The Apostle Paul writes these words to the Philippians. I am confident of this. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken.
From Joel 2, and afterward I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and the coming day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
Leslie, what are you doing today?
In the egg.
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
From Isaiah, ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? And then also from Revelation. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him who hears say, come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely.
Joshua 24:15. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock.
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
John 10. Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged.
Micah chapter 4. Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the people, and shall decide disputes for strong nations far away. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. but they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken, for all the people walk, each in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever.
Psalms 101 through 5. Therefore, as by one man sin entered into the world.
Okay. Esqueçam o que se foi. Não vivam no passado. Vejam, estou fazendo coisas novas. E ela já está surgindo. Vocês não reconhecem? Até no deserto vou abrir um caminho e riachos no ermo. Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing new things. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
Luke 12:35. Be dressed for service and well prepared, as though you were waiting for your master to return from the wedding feast. Then you will be ready to open the door and let him in the moment he arrives and knocks. There will be special favor for those who are ready and waiting for his return. I tell you, he himself will seat them, put on an apron, and serve them as they sit and eat. He may come in the middle of the night or just before dawn. But whenever he comes, there will be a special favor for his servants who are ready. Know this, a homeowner who knew exactly when the burglar was coming would not permit the house to be broken into. You must be ready all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected.
Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken.
Finally, brothers, pray for us, that the message of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you. And pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men. For not everyone has faith, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance.
For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be an offering for our sin, so that we can be made right with God through Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21.
From the time I was born, I have depended on you and brought me out of my mother's body. I will praise you forever to many people. I am an example of how much you care. You are my strong place of safety.
One thing I have asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Psalms 27:4.
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and it is not your own doing. It is the gift of God.
Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:28-31.
Philippians 4:4-8. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise.
Micah 6:6-8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God?
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
For the Lord himself will come down from... For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
This is taken out of Luke 10. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. Then he said to them, "The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
Isaiah 40:31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
John 11:35. Jesus wept.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual worship in the heavenly place.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
Lamentations 3:22. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
This then is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. 1 John 19:20.
When I am afraid, I will put my trust in you.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to be with me, that you may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. Thomas saith to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I've been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen the Father, how can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I'm the Father and the Father's in me? The words that I say to you, and not just my own, rather it is the Father living in me who is doing the work. Believe me that I say that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or at least believe in the evidence in the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask anything in my name, and I will do it. John 14:1-14.
There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit.
I know your works, your toil, and your patient endurance, and how you cannot bear with those who are evil, but have tested those who call themselves apostles and are not, and found them to be false. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for my name's sake, and you have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have abandoned the love you had at first. Remember, therefore, where you have fallen. Repent, and do the works you did at first. If not, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent. Yet this you have, you hate the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To the one who conquers, I will grant to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Revelation 2:2-7.
Exodus 12:13. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt.
Psalm 91:4. He will cover you with his wings. Under the feathers of his wings, you will find safety. He is faithful. He will keep you safe like a shield or a tower.
But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. And then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say, I am only a youth, for to all to whom I send you, you shall go. and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. The Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant.
4:26. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. As it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
Our Father in heaven, we pray that your name will always be kept holy. We pray that your name, that your kingdom will come. We pray that what you want will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Here on, give us the food we need for each day. Forgive us the sin we have done, just as we forgive those who did wrong to us, and do not cause us to be tested, but save us from the evil one. Matthew 6:9-13.
Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope.
1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.
Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
John 3:14-19. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so the man has lifted him up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God that loves the world, who begave his only begotten Son,
that whoever believes in him
should not perish, that we have eternal life.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him there was nothing in it. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot be overcome.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a path, and a light unto my path.
In all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Matthew 7:12. Do not do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Matthew 5:46. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High.
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion.
Matthew 28. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age.
Because of the Lord's faithful love, we do not perish, for his mercies never end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, I say. The Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will put my hope in him.
I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised.
Psalm 119, verse 114. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word.
Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil.
Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Though the fig tree does not bud, and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Habakkuk 3:17-19.
Deuteronomio 10:17-19. Porque Jehová, vuestro Dios, es Dios de dioses y Señor de señores. Dios es grande, poderoso y temible, que no hace excepción de personas ni toma cohecho, que hace justicia al huérfano y a la viuda, que ama también al extranjero, dándole pan y vestido. Amaréis, pues, al extranjero, porque extranjeros fuiste en la tierra de Egipto.
Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. And Esther 4:14, for if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish, and who knows, but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this.
But when the kindness of God our Savior and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us, not by works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy, through the washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit.
Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble.
James 1:5-8. If any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given unto him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. The man shall not think that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does.
You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart.
You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out, trampled under people's feet.
To the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Tell his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. For he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
No one lights a lamp and then covers it with a bowl or hides it under a bed. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light can be seen by all who enter the house.
One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. Psalms 27:4.
Psalms 113. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, his glory above the heavens.
Genesis 1, 1 through 5. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
Let's pray. God, your word has been spoken to us. We have been hearers of your word. And Father, may we be more than hearers, may we be doers of your word. These promises that were spoken, may they seep into the fear, into the distress, into the hurts of our life. And may we rest in them. Father, for the words of exhortation to continue on, may we continue on. May we be strengthened. May we persevere. For the passages on correction, Lord, may we take heed. May we be turned to the way of Christ. Not just hearing the warnings and turning our head or falling asleep, God, but may we wake up to the reality of our sinful nature before you, and that you offer us the gift of salvation, a free gift, but it requires death on our part, Lord. May we heed the words of correction. Father, as we have heard your word, we pray that you would bless this year, that we would not just be churchgoers who hear the word on a Sunday and go home and live life, but may we be transformed by the renewing of our mind daily, hourly, and by the minute. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I invite you to stand as Steve comes and leads us. And Steve, I'd like for you to lead number 50 to start off.
Number 50, B flat.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty sky.
Thank you.
587. Oh, wonderful, wonderful word, 587. Seated and turn to 276. Prince of Peace, control my will.
Prince of Peace, control my will.
I invite you to stand as we close out in prayer. God, I want to thank you for each person here. I want to thank you for the work that you're doing in each of us. And I thank you for the promise that what you have begun, you will bring to completion. Thank you, Lord. Father, I want to pray for those that are going to the jail tonight, for Rhett and for Larry. God, I pray that you would cause the men to be signing up to come to that service. I pray that your spirit would cause revival within our jail, and that the jail, the men of the jail would teach the men of the church how to seek you. Father, I pray that you would give the words to Larry and Rhett, that you would give them the songs to sing that would speak your truth in the jail tonight. Father, I pray that as we can come to communion next Sunday, that you would work within our hearts, that we would be looking at the table of Christ as one with joy and one of introspection of the work that you have done, and that we may eat your body and drink your blood, Lord, in remembrance of you. May we not just do that 2, 3, 4 times a year, but may we look to your death often in remembrance, bringing great joy into our hearts, Lord. God, I thank you for the faithfulness that you have shown us in this year. Father, it's been a hard year. We don't know what this year has ahead. We thank you that you are faithful in the hard times and in the good times. Father, you're faithful in the times of war and in the times of peace. And God, I pray for our government that you would give them a desire for peace. I pray that you would cause your church to be a people of peace, bringing your love to those around us. Father, I pray you would help our nation to be wise and to seek you first and to work out your kingdom purposes within our world. I pray for revival among our leaders. I pray that they would serve you and seek your face, and that they would be surrendered to your plan in their lives and in the plans that you have for us as a nation. I pray for the believers all around the world, Lord, some that are suffering greatly. And there's times, Lord, that it seems like our life is hard. And then we look at those around the world and we see them dying, laying down their life for the cause of Christ. And we're humbled, Lord. We're humbled. So we pray for them, Lord. Give them steadfastness. And may we be ready to speak your name, to speak with you and our identity in you when we're challenged, when there might be threat. May we be ready for that, Lord. May we not wait for that day to become ready. Father, give us courage. Give us strength this year. I pray that we would be quick to speak of the work that you've done within us, that we wouldn't be those that were read about this morning that have become lukewarm and have lost the life that we once had. Father, may you continue the fire within us as we go from here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.